Welcome to Average Destiny Salt. Here are your hosts, a bunch of assholes.
Welcome back to your Average Destiny Salt. Just in case you forgot my voice, my name is Steven. Joining me as always, Michael and George. Boys, thanks for holding down the fort the last couple of weeks. I listened to the podcasts. I edited them. They were rough. But good job nonetheless.
They were rough.
I was okay with it.
Hopefully now you appreciate my presence just a little more.
I mean, I did, but then you also told me not to talk to you, so...
That's true. You know. Because I wasn't speaking to you earlier, and I'm still not speaking to you right now. But hey, we have a new TWAB that came out, and there's not a whole lot in here, to be quite honest with you. Just a lot of, you know, typical stuff about Bungie doing this whole, like, oh, we're reading your complaints, and we're hearing your concerns, and this and that. But there is kind of a major change happening to the reputation system that we see and how that's going to play moving forward, starting with Season 15. So straight from this week at Bungie, ritual reputation systems on Lord Shaxx, the Drifter, and Commander Zavala will be known as Crucible, Gambit, and Vanguard ranks. Infamy and Valor will be retired. Let's talk about that in a minute. Glory will continue to live on as the competitive Crucible reputation system. There's also going to be a Trials ranks in Season 15, and they'll talk about that more in a future this week at Bungie. I feel like we touched on that in the previous one, so clearly they're listening to us. Let's hold on to that moment too. Rebalancing everything, they want players to reset their Vanguard, Crucible, and Gambit ranks a little faster than you currently can. This will no longer be ritual specific rules that impede progress. Streak bonuses are gone. Reputation bonus weeks have been standardized to double when multipliers are active, and bounties no longer providing reputations as rewards. They will primarily be XP heavy. So kind of a major infrastructure change here, but the biggest thing that I'm kind of excited for is the Trials ranks. We talked about how it would be awesome if Trials had some type of ranking system that helped you go against players that were similar to your skill set or at least your level in that current season. Do we feel like this is a predecessor to what we were hoping for?
Absolutely not.
God, you suck so much.
This whole thing was talking about reward structure. And, you know, as you rank up, you get rewards. I think that's what it's going to be. I don't think it's going to play into matchmaking at all. And I just don't want you to get your hopes up for that, because I think they're literally, you know, if they were planning on bigger, like, I mean, they could still be planning those, but just mentioning, like, the rank system is, it's not like Crucible ranks where you rank up in the glory playlist. I think it's literally just, you know, you play Trials enough times, you will start getting more rewards from Saint 14.
And
I was kind of going to disagree on you on this. Oh, I mean, usually I do, but no, like I feel like if it was going to be the same as we have in Crucible and Gambit, they would have mentioned it the same in the same TWAB, but they said they're going to talk about it in a future TWAB. So I'm pretty sure, I mean, not hope so, but like, I kind of want to give them the benefit of the doubt on this one specifically just because of the wording. Because it's like, why would they talk about it like this and not expand on it? Why would they save it for later, especially considering that they said Glory will continue to live on as our competitive Crucible reputation system? Like, that's a good thing. I felt that was a good thing. It made me really want to try for Recluse and the Lunas Howl.
But that whole thing with Glory is going to be their main rank-up system for, like, competitiveness means that this is going to be a reward track. It means it's not going to be a thing that's based on skill.
Oh, I was going as, like, it's going to... The ranks was more like, you know, for skill kind of thing rather than...
For Glory.
I don't know. You can still have a little column A, a little column B, because if specifically with Trials, if let's just say it's similar to Crucible right now, you have 7 ranks. You can go to Shaxx or you can go to Saint in this case, you know, get your rewards, yada, yada, yada. If I'm rank 2 in Trials, maybe there is a system going to be put in place where I'm only going up against rank 2 at least in my first few matches. And then as I start to catch on a winning streak, that's when I start to play against players on a slightly higher level to scale that difficulty. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe you're right, Michael. Maybe it literally just is about I can get some actual rewards from losing 9 matches in a row, although I can still do that with certain bounties and trials, but neither here nor there.
Yeah, the I think it's in a different TROB because they're going to have a TROB focused on trials. I think that we will probably still get other changes to the trials matchmaking, maybe other reward change systems, but I think the rank up system they refer to is just going to be like the Crucible one, where there's like you go visit Saint and there's going to be a fucking rewards track like there is for Shax right now.
Okay. See, I kind of took it the way George was saying, is maybe it is going to be a little bit more based on my skill sets. Because again, specifically written in this TWAB, they mentioned how they were noticing players who are constantly winning and constantly losing, and the difference in how long it takes for each person to reset their respective ranks. Right now, they're trying to balance that a little bit more to where whether you lose or you win, it's essentially the same, but winning gives you just a slight edge and not this huge gap like we saw previously. So I was taking it as, okay, great. If I'm going into trials for the first time this season, I should be, because I'm rank 0 or 1, whatever it's going to start off as, I'm going up against people who are in the same boat as I. Now, you can still easily get alt characters, sweat lords who are going to just completely mop the floor with you. That's going to happen no matter what, but at least I have a better chance of going up against people who are like me and, you know, lick the walls and shoot our feet whenever we play trials.
I just can't believe I'm the one who's not getting my hopes up for Bungie in this call.
I mean, in this case, you know, it's right to be salty and everything, but like with...
I'm not salty. I'm just like, I
meant like so for the sake of our name. For the sake of our name.
George always has to work that in there.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, we're trying to be contrarian a little bit to, you know, Bungie and their monkey paw. God knows they've been doing that a lot lately. But yeah, like I kind of, it's not like I want to give them the benefit of the doubt, but just like, I don't want to jump to conclusions yet. I'm not saying it's going to be great, because God knows it's going to be another busted system, maybe, if it's implemented.
I mean, I think they will be making changes to the matchmaking system. I just think they're going to be different than this rank-up system they're talking about. I think the rank-up system probably is purely going to be rewards. But
I mean, with as much as people are bitching about, not bitching, rightfully so, complaining about Crucible being Crucible, you know, like, they need something. They need their own TWAB, at least.
Yeah, I think we're getting that. I think this one was just talking reward system for like the 3 main playlists. But yeah, Steven, you said a bit ago that winning and losing would be essentially the same for progress. I don't think that's quite true. I think they said they're trying to get it closer to where, you know, it's not as big of a gap in time. But that, I think they said if someone won every single game on their way to a reset and someone lost every single game on their way to a reset, the person who lost would have to play twice as many games.
So
instead of 3 to 4 times as many. So it's not essentially the same, but it's a lot closer in terms of, you know, you progress the tracks consistently.
So let me clarify on that, because instead of win streak bonuses, you're going to be getting activity streaks and reputation bonuses. So essentially, even if I lose 10 games in a row, I'm still going to get some type of bonus for constantly doing the same activity over and over again versus having to win 4 in a row, which gives me a slight boost, and then all of a sudden, you know, I lose the next one, lose the next couple, and then now I'm back to getting 2 experience points per match. So that's specifically what I was talking about. Yes, you're right. Mm-hmm. You're still going to reset your things quicker by winning than losing. That's always going to be the case. But with Crucible, with Gambit, especially with Gambit, joining just a bunch of randos, it's so frustrating trying to level up your ranks in that mode, just because half the time I'm playing with people who clearly don't understand what Gambit is, or they're just choosing violence and not doing what they're supposed to be doing.
They're getting bounties done.
Exactly.
Which is actually the probably the part I was the most excited about, was the fact that they were removing progress on you know, like your Crucible and your Gambit ranks from bounties. So those are only going to be worth XP now and no longer the rank ups. And I'm like, fuck yeah. You know, like, people will still do bounties, but at least now I don't have to feel like I'm doing bounties, like, and gimping my team by having to use a suboptimal loadout in order to,
exactly.
You know,
I'm not tied into the 8 bounties per week where I have to do, three different sidearms and get 50 kills in a row for them. That's going to be huge.
Yep, sidearm kills and Gambit. Fuck you.
Yeah, no thing. Although I usually get those done pretty quickly.
Yeah, even still, though, it's like, you know, I feel bad having to use, even just, like, the wrong subclass type, you know? Or, like, I'd prefer to be using something that, you know, it should always be about playing and trying to win rather than just being a bounty simulator. And it still kind of will be because they'll give XP. And until they start reducing the amount of XP bounties even give, you know. But even still, like, I like the direction that's trending.
Yeah, and also, like I mentioned, Commander Zavala will now be hosting Vanguard ranks, so he's going to work exactly like Shax and Drifter for Crucible and Gambit, respectively. As of this recording of the podcast, it is mentioned that you need to turn in all of your Vanguard tokens if you haven't already. Those are getting retired, so just do those now. Just get it out of the way so it's...
Oh, we reminded them last time.
Well, I'm reminding them again, because that's hell what yeah. I do as a good host of this beloved show that has dozens and dozens and possibly listeners. But anyway, that's going to be a big thing. There's also going to be a slight change to the way that Nightfalls give bonuses and rewards just based on your scores, defeating all the champions, also the bronze, silver, gold, and platinum medals, granting different reputation bonuses, things like that. It's actually kind of sounding like they're putting a little bit more effort into making the Vanguard strikes fun versus just doing your three of the week, maybe your one Nightfall, and then never looking at it ever again.
I know, that's what I do.
That's why I think everyone else does.
Yeah.
You ain't special.
I mean, the one thing that does worry me about it is the Nightfall thing.
Sad with the class.
Not the stuff you mentioned, but the fact that, like, they're changing how, like, how grandmasters work in terms of, like, the knockout, because right now in the last 3 weeks of the season all of the Nightfalls are available, and I kind of actually thought that was a good system, because if there's always three Nightfall weapons per season, you know, like, sometimes they're not always going to fall on a good Nightfall during the rotation. Like, not all Nightfalls are created equal, and some are way more difficult than others. So, if there's a weapon you really want to get from a Grandmaster, you might just be shit out of luck if it doesn't end up falling on a good Nightfall rotation week.
Right.
It's going to make farming those, as well as materials in the final weeks, a lot more difficult, because you have to, like, you know, one, wait for the easier Nightfall to come around, and two, you know, hope it's on hope the weapon you want is that week. So this change will be positive for other people who are just trying to hunt down the Grandmaster title, but for people actually trying to farm the weapons, it, depending on the weapon they're going for, it might really screw them out of some farming opportunities if they have to fucking farm the Glassway.
Yeah, I feel like that's something that needs to be addressed in the near future. I get that some missions are going to be more difficult than others, just like in when it comes to raids, some are more challenging and more mentally exhausting than others. That's just going to happen, period. But there needs to be, I feel like, a better way. I love the way of pick which one you want to do, and that's that. I love the way it's set up right now. Or maybe it could just be each week there's a bronze, silver, and a gold type of difficulty to it, or you can kind of pick and choose on that versus here's the one that you have, deal with it. Because that, just like you said, it becomes very difficult with certain strikes, like the Glassway, when that becomes the Grandmaster, or I'm sorry, the Nightfall period, like, who wants to do that? People are going to wait until one's a little bit easier before they can start farming it to do what they need to do.
Mm-hmm. Like, anyone who wanted the sniper this season two got doubly screwed because the rotation got reset. And, you know, if you wanted an adept version of the sniper, you know, it hasn't even been available yet because we've just had adept. We've had plugged one, hung jury, plug one, hung jury, which is great for the people who want those weapons. But, you know, for those sniper lovers out there, you know, you could have potentially gotten, you know, really screwed over by this. I'm of the opinion that I would like it to, you know, maybe reward a currency. You know, not that we have enough currencies in the game, but one that would just let us focus prismatic engrams into the adept weapon of our choosing. You know, just to take a little bit of the, you know, the sting out if you have to run a really rough nightfall for 1 week.
George, you think it's time to go back to Destiny 1 era where certain strikes had specific loots and just severely implement that in Nightfalls a little bit more?
I mean, they did that with Forsaken, right? Like, specific weapons and everything. I do like that idea, but, like, I haven't ran a Grandmaster, so, like, honestly, everything Michael's saying, like, I do care, but at the same time, I don't. Like, does that make sense? I'm not trying to, like, put down your opinion or anything.
No, it's
just, at least Michael's opinion. It's just, I don't do Grandmasters. Like, it's not appealing to me. I don't care for the challenge. I don't care to grind so much more. Well, I need 15 power to get to it.
Before we get into the topic of artificial difficulty,
I'm going to the rewards also. Like, I just do not care. Like, the weapon, the reward thing, I just do not care for it. Like, adept versions, it's like a little bit of a stat increase and everything else, and then you still have to farm for these for random rolls. Like,
yeah, I mean, would you care if they had a much more significant advantage?
Depends what you mean by significant, and
Bungie said they did the current adept system where it's like some slight extra stat boosts as well as the ability to use like special better mods, so that they're better, but they're not like game-breakingly better compared to their non-adept counterparts, which I think has been a really good compromise for the people who do want to get, you know, who do really like certain guns and want to get really cool versions of them, like better versions of them. But it's like, otherwise we're going to end up into, you know, like, if adept weapons are just so significantly better and the only way to get them is at endgame content, you're going to end up in like a Luna's Howl thing all over again, where, you know, like, those guns are just going to dominate Crucible as well as, you know, maybe some PvE things, and, you know, they might be required to run. Yeah. Don't dominate so much more than their counterparts.
But at the same time, like, meta weapons are meta weapons because they're meta.
Yeah, but the point would be that, you know,
meta weapons are
easier to get, and, you know, to lock some of these like potential meta weapons behind something so crazy difficult, and then it would just become, you know, stomps and Crucible, or like, you know, like, even now it's hard to get certain groups in LFG if, you know, you're not running Anarchy or you don't have some sort of meta loadout.
Wow, at that point for PvP, I do not care. Like, they've dug their own hole. They got rid of their PvP sandbox team. They don't want to change anything for the better. That's on them. Like, I haven't stepped in PvP for anything. But, like,
changed things for the better, though, when they have nerfed the fuck out of Stasis, and
they nerfed the fuck out of Stasis. Yeah. But, like,
it's not quick.
How long has it been for me? Yeah, but how long has it been? How long have people been complaining? Like, to me, it's like, I'm just kind of done with it for at least maybe next year when they release the next expansion. Because there's always going to be something that's just going to break the game and just going to make it terrible to play. And it's not like I'm expecting everything to be so balanced, like, you know, like everything's so nice and great. It's just...
And no matter what, it's only a matter of time before the next Mountaintop gets released, and that just stomps everybody in any Crucible-type activity. I mean, even like in Trials right now, I feel like I go up against the same 5-6 weapons. It doesn't matter.
There's always going to be a loadout. There's always going to be a meta loadout, but I'm just arguing that Bungie has started nerfing things quicker recently.
Oh, that's fair. It's too quick?
I think it's too little, too late for George is what he's saying.
Yeah, for me, it's too little, too late. Like, good for you. You're nerfing stuff now, but then they always come with the caveat. Oh, but, you know, we did this at the expense of other stuff. Yeah, we're not going to do this that often. We did it because you guys were complaining so much. And it's like,
but
yeah,
sometimes true.
Sometimes it's not even that. Sometimes it's we nerfed it because we realized you were all doing this and we don't want you to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Stop using Nova Warp in Crucible. We have other supers too. Like, that's not necessarily the right way to do it.
I mean, there's always going to be something that's the most powerful, and, you know, whether the proper solution is to buff other things up or nerf that one thing is always going to be dependent on, you know, like the circumstances and, you know, the actual what's happening. But,
well, yeah, okay, but like, let's go with that example and be like, okay, back then when Nova Warp got nerfed and then we saw Titans with One-Eyed Mask and Hunters with Spectral Blades run rampant, where were the nerfs then? I'm not fighting against you, I'm fighting against that point.
They're inconsistent, and you know, yeah. they go with these big swings sometimes and tiny little baby swings other times. And the other example is, you know, when Stasis first came out and they just fucking neutered Warlock Stasis in Crucible. Whereas, you know, and then Hunter and Titan both reigned pretty supreme for like a while because, you know, they neutered Warlock, and then people complained about that. Then people also complained about the other ones being OP. I mean,
yeah, the circumstances behind that not getting nerfed was the global pandemic, which is fair. But then it's like, okay, what about the other times that you swung big and didn't swing enough for these other things? Yeah. Like, you can't just tell me, oh, you know, we had to take off time for this. Like, that's your job.
Yeah, well,
I'm playing your product. You're selling it to me. And if you're not selling me your product of, hey, we're gonna tune these things at a consistent rate, why am I not going to invest myself in this?
Yeah,
but at least PvP.
We complain about big swings and we complain about tiny little swings where they don't do enough. And it's like, should they have done other things differently? Yeah, but it's like they're clearly trying. Sometimes big swings, they get negative feedback. They do too small of swings, they get negative feedback. So it's like, you know,
I'm complaining about it isn't the swings. What I'm complaining about is the timing of the swings. It's like one swing is 3 months in, another's 2 weeks in, another's 2-3 days in.
My thing is always the consistency. That absolutely. Mm-hmm. My thing is always going to be the consistency. It's probably the fourth or fifth time I've said this on the show already, but Nova Warp is the prime example. They specifically mentioned we did this, we nerfed it for PvP because it was being overused and just completely destroying everybody. Fair reasoning, it absolutely was, not denying that, but they're not applying that same logic everywhere else. It just happened to be that one specific thing that they mentioned. Well, this argument applies to this reasoning, so there it is. Take it or leave it. That's always going to be my biggest thing, is just stay consistent.
Yeah, like, I'm not arguing for the fact that things needed nerfing or not. That I don't care. Things do need it. Things will always need it. Something's going to be at the top. Something's always going to go to the bottom. Cool. That's life. That's meta. But it's like Steven said, consistency. Why does it take so long? Why do I have to do the big swings?
People react so negatively to them sometime, and they're just afraid of that bad feedback.
Well, then freaking fix it and keep doing it. Keep doing these changes. That's the point of a live service game.
George right now is the kid in Wedding Crashers screaming at Vince Vaughn, "I just want a bicycle."
The,
I don't know what that is.
Oh my God.
Okay. I mean, other examples of games, something like League of Legends, you know, game patches so frequently, and champs come in and out of the meta, you know, sometimes in between weeks. And it's like, to me, that's like a different kind of frustrating, because stuff is changing so quickly so often. It's like I barely even have time to get used to whatever the current meta is before it's already shifting and changing. And it's like, you know, I barely have time to figure out what the good perks are and get guns with them before they've already started being nerfed, you know. So it's like, I don't know what the proper solution is, but I'll say that Bungie's recent stance and their recent, you know, patch rate in terms of balancing the Crucible has been better. You know, they started off with a slight nerf to 120s. They started off with a... And then they hit them a lot harder. Because their initial nerf clearly didn't do very much. I think we're going to see something similar with Dead Man's Tale. But I understand that it's too little too late for you, George. But, I mean, I just want to, you know, like, we do give Bungie a lot of shit. And it's like, in this case, I feel like recently they have been doing better. And, you know, like, you mentioned before that that you don't like that they mentioned that, like, oh, they had to move a lot of things and, you know, shift priorities to get this stuff done. And I don't know if that's their own fault for having spaghetti code, but, you know, it's harder, I think, in their back end than you think to just change these things.
I never said it wasn't, but that's not my problem, is what I'm saying.
You say it's their job, and you're right, yeah, it is their job, but it's like, that doesn't, you know, mean they can't, like, state the fact that stuff is hard for them to do and they did have to shift priorities, you know? It's like...
Oh, of course. I just don't like the way it's said. Like, you better be grateful, like, you know, we're doing this. Like, that's how I'm interpreting how they say that sometimes. Like, the two times it's been said, it's like, yeah, we had to do this because you guys were complaining.
I don't think
so
they
much.
Could have phrased it any better, to be honest. I feel like people would have always taken it that way.
Oh, yeah. This is why I'm taking
like,
it that
without
that's how George took it, no matter what.
It's either they say nothing about it, or... And we get zero information and insight into what they do, or they try to explain it and George will take it poorly no matter what. I feel like for something like that. I think it's a lose-lose for them. At least in terms of how you take it.
Like, I understand that for them, it's hard to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Because God knows they get hate for it. Like, I just need to go scroll down to the bottom of this Reddit thread and I'm sure I'll just hear like monkey paw, here's someone going, better farm this because you're not gonna be able to farm it anything else, activity streaks are gonna be shit, blah, 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 blah. Like, I know, like, believe me, I get it. Mm-hmm. But like, how many times have I been to this? Have I been to this part of the road for Bungie? Where it's like, trust in us. We're going to do things right now. We're going to do this right like this. We're going to be so much more transparent. We're going to be telling you guys so much more. Blah, 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 blah. Promises, promises, promises. And then when I do see the things we want, it's like in a really twisted way. That's like, why did you do this like this?
Mm-hmm.
Trials. Why is this like this? Why haven't you done anything? Crucible, why is this like this? Why haven't you... Why?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bungie does shoot themselves in the foot a lot when they do try and explain stuff, like how they said they didn't want Trials to come out half-baked, and it very clearly is.
Yeah, it's like I don't... Like, this love-hate relationship I have with this game is just... It gets to me. Like, I want to introduce
every person,
everyone. I want to be like, dude, this game is so freaking great. Come play with us. I want to get
Destiny without telling me you play Destiny.
Right. Oh my God. I hate this game. Oh, you play Destiny.
It's the best game
I played it 200 hours this week. Oh, yeah. You're a Destiny fan. I get you.
Yeah. It's the best game I play that I don't recommend to other people.
Yeah. And it's like, I want to have like a big, awesome clan that we always get together and everything, like Halo days. I'm sure you guys remember that. You guys would sign on, there'd be tons of people to play with. But like, I can't do that. I can't even bring myself to force some of our friends to come back and play, because it's like,
Well, I guess my point right now though is
yeah, we got way off topic for that.
I know. Well, it's like, this podcast is Average Destiny Salt, not Average Destiny Hopelessness. So it's like, I don't know. I guess it's just like, I want to try and give Bungie some credit because I do still enjoy the game. But, you know, I don't want to have the attitude of, you know, I'm not going to be happy no matter what Bungie does.
Wait, weren't you the one earlier saying that the Trials Ranks thing isn't going to be good?
I didn't say it's not going to be good. I didn't. I said it's not going to be what you guys think it's going to be. Yeah, I think it's going to be purely reward focused.
Okay, never mind then. Let's take that back.
Yeah, I think we're going to get, I hope we're going to get a TWAB focused on Trials, and that we will start seeing some longer term fixes come into the playlist that make it better for lower skilled players like us to play. I don't think it's the rank up system.
again.
Would you?
Oh, God. No, I want to hear this.
I was going to ask, would you want a Gambit-focused TWAB first or a Crucible-focused TWAB first?
See, now that's a personal preference, because I would always prefer Gambit, because I love Gambit. Even if the Gambit-focused TWAB was just freelance Gambit playlist, where you can't get stacked up against four stacks as a solo, give it to me. Although we do need to have our Gambit focused podcast at some point, because I got thoughts.
I mean, we all do, but
I mean, I have Steven. Suggestions rather.
I'm in the same boat. I will 100% choose to play Gambit over Crucible, just because at least in Gambit, I feel like I have a little bit more control of helping my team win versus Crucible, where everyone's cheating. Everyone's clearly doing something differently that I can't do, and their weapons are better than mine. That's just because I suck at Crucible.
Interesting. I mean, I feel like I like Gambit more, but I think it's for different reasons. Like, I feel like I can have Gambit does feel more hopeless when like you just have teammates that are just don't understand the game mode.
You're going to get that no matter what. You're going to get that in Trials. True. You're going to get that in Gambit, Crucible. It doesn't matter. I just feel like more, at least in Gambit, you know, you can easily kill ads no matter what, and that still helps the cause
to a certain degree.
Whereas there have been many times where I've been in Crucible and I have four kills and somehow I'm second place on my team.
That's fair. You know, I like Gambit because, you know, I feel like there's like bigger, more impactful moments. To me, it's like watching like a football game or a soccer game versus watching basketball. Whereas like football, soccer, you know, there's these big plays that end up, you know, winning the game for either team. In basketball, it's more about, you know, who's consistently scoring more points throughout. And that's Crucible. You know, who's getting shotgun-aped more consistently throughout the match?
It's me.
Whereas Gambit, it's like, you know, maybe like on that first invader comes in, you just get the immediate shutdown with a sniper, with your heavy, with something, you know, and then like you just completely stuff their first invade. You guys drop a bunch of stuff on them, you know, and like there's these bigger swingy plays in Gambit, which I know some people hate because of how snowbally it is. But I really like how like sometimes I can do a cool play and it's like, fuck, that play won me the match, won my team the match. But yeah, we got real off topic.
No, it's good. It's good. I have always said getting off topic and going off tangents produce the best content on any podcast. And we are absolutely nailing that right now. Michael, why do you hate the moon?
Yeah, so I spent a lot of time this podcast trying to give Bungie the benefit of the doubt. And credit where credit's due. But holy fuck, did they fuck up the moon weapons. Jesus Christ, I love that sniper rifle. Coolest sounding sniper rifle in the game. The new perks they gave it are absolutely garbage. You know, please, Bungie. Just, you know, they're clearly trying to steer us away from certain perk combinations on these, like, easy-to-get weapons for some reason. You know, I think they're probably gonna, you know, it's got to be something where, you know, there's snipers coming out in next season or in Witch Queen or something that they want to give those perk combos to. Like, give me my auto loading firing line one back, please. But these new perk combos, it's like, for the sniper rifle, so few of the perks are perks I would ever want to use on any sniper rifle. And it's just like, they just all feel like total misses to me. With the exception of like, maybe the hand cannon having kill clip on it, but like all the moon weapons to me, like there's a couple that are met, like all right, but for the most part, like all of their old roles were better. I don't think any of them got an upgrade from these things, from these new perks.
I mean, they did get an upgrade in terms of new perks,
but see, none of the new perks are an upgrade.
I never said that. I just said new perks.
You said upgrade.
upgrade as in, look, they got new perks. Okay, never said the perks were upgrades.
That was the upgrade.
They got an upgrade as in they're not sunset anymore, technically. But the old, better versions are still sunset, whereas these new versions are just absolute dog.
George, do you feel like this goes into your whole argument about swinging big and just completely missing? Because people were excited that these weapons were coming back and that there were new roles and new ways to get them in a sense. But I'm hearing a lot of what Michael is saying in that just no one's happy about it.
I feel like it's less they swung big and more like, bruh, we're playing tennis right now. Why the fuck are you swinging a baseball bat?
It was also, I think it was the communication around the weapons where it's like, you know, they said that they were going to be getting
hurt that bone before.
It will. Yeah, I know. See, but you have to praise them when they're doing good. You have to fucking like say, fuck you, Bungie, when they're doing, you know, bullshit like this, where it's like, the initial communication around it was like, you know, yeah, the weapons are getting new perk pools. They didn't lie about that part. And they're like, here's a list of, you know, new perks coming to each of the weapons. And they showed off like, oh, the sniper's getting frenzy. Like, oh, maybe we'll have some other cool combinations or, you know, other decent roles to try out. But what they didn't mention is that pretty much every single perk that was on the original ones was just going to be going away completely. And I think that's fact. I think literally every 6 out of 6 perks in each column for almost all the weapons were totally replaced.
What was your original role?
I believe it was an auto-loading holster firing line with extended mag or something so I could get 7 in the mag.
I would totally be upset, yes.
Yeah, it was a good one, and it sounded so good. Oh.
Yeah. Good job, Bungie. You made my friend sad.
Yeah, so it's like, and then, okay, looking at the new one, in the left-hand column, tell me, like, which of these perks you want on a PvE sniper? Underdog, tunnel vision, under pressure, surplus, lead from gold, or feeding frenzy?
Under pressure, only because I break out into song and dance every time I read it.
Oh my god.
None.
Like, lead from gold is maybe. Surplus is objectively a good perk, but I don't like it because I like to use my abilities. So much of my, you know, builds in PvE are ability focused, so surplus just doesn't get much value from me. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right hand column perks for the sniper. Osmosis, elemental capacitor.
Which one's osmosis?
When you throw a grenade, it changes the weapon ability type to be that element. Elemental capacitor. Frenzy, not a bad perk. Still doesn't, you know, combo well with any of the left hand column. Thresh, also not a bad perk. Not really a DPS perk. Demolitionist, not a bad perk, but not really what I'm going for on my sniper rifle. And then Eye of the Storm. there's no combination there that I'm interested in at all.
You know, I actually read something really, I think it was yesterday, 2 days ago. I forgot how long ago, but it was one of those things where, like, I genuinely didn't hate this person that suggested it and thought this was a genuinely great idea. They were specifically talking about the full auto trigger perk and suggesting how it should not be a perk, but a mod that you can install onto your weapons. Do we feel like we would be in a better spot if more perks were mods at this point?
You want to take this one first, or do you want me to go at it first?
You know what? You go. I like fighting you sometimes.
Okay. Well, you better not fight me on this
just
one.
Chose violence.
So I actually think, take this a step further. Stuff like stuff like full auto. I've seen other people ask for it as an accessibility option because them having to constantly click in the trigger with their finger, you know, like hurts, you know, whether they have, you know, some sort of like hand disability or whatnot. You know, it's like legitimately harder for them to play the game in those types of guns where full auto becomes like a comfort, like a physical comfort thing for them, you know? So I'm kind of all for full auto just being like a literal toggle on the weapon for every weapon, you know, except for some that don't make sense, like hand cannons and whatnot. But for a lot of other ones, you know, I think full auto, you know, could just totally be an accessibility option. Fight me on that one, George.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Him on accessibility, like, you're kind of a terrible person. Please don't.
Accessibility in what way, though?
Like Michael was saying, just for some people, maybe they just don't have the capabilities to do that as frequently as other people. I mean, that's the other reason why, like, the pro controller, or was it the pro controllers for PS?
The paddles.
Yeah. Those things, they make it so people can just customize how they want to play to make it easier. I mean, I can't speak on those people because I don't have those issues and I'm not aware of what situations they may be in. But like I said, if you want to argue against accessibility, please do. You're going to get canceled so hard.
Yeah, it's like our friend Moores. He likes paddles.
It's like, imagine if you just had, like, you're an older gamer, maybe even a younger gamer, you know, you have arthritis, maybe you've, like, jammed your finger playing basketball or some other sport,
yeah, I'm getting
and it's
shit,
like, it just hurts to bend, you know, like it hurts to bend your finger. Like, it's legitimately a comfort level thing for them. So.
I'll give it to you, but I will fight it in. Not that they aren't there, but I haven't seen anyone really complain about it. I think the biggest one people have been complaining about is the damn colorblind options more.
100% agree there too. I'm not gonna disagree with that. I mean, but the problem with, I mean, just not to go too into it, but like, and you know, go into my job, but part of my job is dealing with accessibility, and a lot of it is, you know, just because people aren't complaining about it doesn't mean it's not a problem, and it doesn't mean, you know, we shouldn't go, you know, helping people fix it.
I mean, some people still don't know where they can go to complain about these things. Some people don't have access to Reddit or these forums, or they don't know about them for any particular reason. Just
or they've just accepted it.
Yeah, there's a lot of voices out there that aren't heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
can't help people that I can't. I don't know they're there though. I'm not saying that they're not there. I just I can't speak for you if I don't know. I don't know your opinion on this.
I mean, I've seen the posts on the subreddit. They were a while back, and they didn't get a lot of traction. I think because a lot of people just couldn't empathize with it. Which, you know, just comes back to, you know, that's a far different podcast and a far different topic.
I mean, at that point, just make it an intrinsic thing then.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I think
less a toggle and more like it's just intrinsic, like with scout rifles have that, I forgot what RPM it is, but like they're just full auto.
The rapid fire ones. Yeah. And
I forgot what like the rate was.
Yeah,
rapid fire shotguns, like there's your rapid fires. Do it on that, because like at some point, if you do rapid fire on everything, it's people will complain about it, not because of how it's broken or anything, but just because they have to relearn to not hold the trigger down.
It was
a problem in D1. It was a problem in D1. That's why I'm mentioning it. Because people did complain.
Just like make an option for it's like, do you want all your guns to be full auto? Yes or no? And then just have that be a thing. To your point about the colorblind options, I've seen a lot of really good colorblind implementations in other games. And if Bungie's is not great, then...
People have been complaining about it. Like, the throw what the post was saying, but they're like, Bungie, are you kidding me? these are your options? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, I get that Destiny 2 is kind of an old game, an old engine at this point, but while Bungie's revamping a lot of these old things, they really should take a look at that stuff, because it does legitimately matter for a good percentage of the population and the player base.
So, to answer my own question, yes, I am totally in favor of having some perks just become mods at this point, because, again, I am a big fan of playing the game the way I want to play, which is kind of what Bungie has always said this game is about. So I would love that, because I feel like that could, obviously you might not be able to do it with every single weapon combination out there, because I'm sure we'll find a way to break Trials and Crucible tomorrow if that was the case, but it could just add a completely different element of, oh, I'm using this shotgun that everyone has access to, but I'm using a mod that is making it play in a completely different way. You know what I mean?
I like stuff like that. I mean, my worry about it is that some of those certain ways are always just going to become the mandatory way to play. But, you know, I like when we have different and interesting build like options, where it's like some are good in some situations and some are good in other situations. To me, that's when the game is the most fun.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point. Yes, there's going to be, I guess, and for the sake of argument, there is going to be a meta combination of perks and mods in this example, if we were to go down that road. But every individual has a different take on what they want in a particular weapon. So I feel like there's still going to be enough variety where if all three of us get the exact same hand cannon, we all might three want different perks and a different mod to accentuate it, just because that matches my playstyle versus your own playstyles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, like everyone's going to have different playstyles. And the nice thing, maybe nice or
full
not
auto
nice thing
on
about
Lord
Destiny.
Of Wolves.
Oh my god. Well, the nice, maybe not nice thing, depending on the situation in Destiny, is that like most of the content is pretty easy to where you can get away with running whatever the fuck you want.
True.
You know, it's only in the super, super endgame stuff where you like have to actually super min-max on your build and loadout, you know? Like, people can fucking make anything work, and, you know, even in VoG, I think you could make most things work as long as you're using some sort of decent DPS option.
And honestly, half the time, I run with weapons that don't even have the ideal perks or even a mod installed on it, just because it's maybe it's the highest leveled weapon that I have, and I'm literally using it just for the pinnacle drops, or I'm waiting to get a couple more resources in order to level it up properly. But like you said, the game's not overly difficult if I'm just going in with a vanilla weapon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good to where it's like, if you are running stuff that's good and you're running stuff you like, you can like feel objectively, you know, more powerful.
Yeah, you will notice a slight difference. Sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But it's like, but it's never required until you're getting into the super end game stuff, which I think Bungie, you know, for better or worse, I don't quite know where I fall on that, that argument, to be honest, because I would like some aspects of the game to be a little more difficult, but at the same time, it's like, I understand a lot of people just want to play, chill and vibe out. So it's like, I don't want to hurt their experience.
Sure.
So there should just be options for either. But yeah, I mean, yeah, like going back to these moon weapons, sure, you know, like the perks, the weapons, you know, you can still probably, you know, they're fine to use, even if you got like, even if you got like the most godliest of god roll on this current, like on this current tranquility, it's like you could still use it in the majority of content. The only role, the role I want is like really only like necessary and super high end shit. So, you know, they ruin the weapons, but also it's like, you know, they're still usable technically.
And that's their excuse. You could still use it.
I know, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not having fun with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't tell you how disappointed I was the first day the sniper came back. I Light GG hadn't even like had the new perks loaded in yet, so I had no idea what I was going to get. I had a moon bounty saved. And I went and I turned it in. I got one with fucking Underdog on it. And just the pure and immediate disappointment, I was like, oh no, what have they done?
What have they done to my boy?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, like that, I don't even know what to say to that, because like, I never went for the moon weapons.
Yeah, but, I mean, they were...
But, like, I did want to just... Didn't like that whole grindy thing. It was too much.
You mean the game?
It was just being the game, yeah. I'd much rather grind for other, better-looking things.
Yeah. I mean, the game is the best when there are, you know,
options. Multiple
sources of loot with, you know, also really good and unique weapons. And to me, you know, like that encourages people to branch out, go back to the moon and grind some of these moon weapons up, go to, you know.
And now they're not going to.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like they just kind of lost a lot of their luster and a lot of their, you know, viability, I think, in my mind.
No, and those things, not even in your mind, only like a lot of people have just been like, why would we do this? We're just going to tell everyone, don't do this. Like, yeah, except for maybe the hand cannon.
The hand cannon's good because of kill clip. But yeah, it's like, it just makes me sad because the weapon designs are so good. And like the fucking sound design. You remember listening to me shoot off the fucking moon sniper, right?
No, yeah, I do remember he kept
it's
doing
such
it.
A unique, cool sound to it. It's like, fuck, I wish I could look at this perk combinations and think like, you know, maybe that one's fine. But it's like, there's just none that excite me enough to want to grind them up compared to, you know, like my Deepstone Crypt Sniper, which I don't even have the god roll of yet. But it's like, you know, it still excites me more than any of these combinations, despite the fact that the gun is like such a cool design and such a cool sound.
See, that could be another concept too, just going back to the, you know, perk mod situation. Like, you're mentioning this particular sniper from what's the Deepstone Crypt sniper's name again?
Succession.
Okay, so that weapon, Succession, you still are after the very specific role, the god role, that you're looking for. But say the role that you have right now, again, a mod that just a perk that is now a mod, you can almost turn that into a completely different version and say, you know what, maybe I don't need that god roll because I have something here that is still applying to the way I want it to do. Again, I'm just really in favor of this idea. I don't know if you're understanding that enough, boys, but I am really in favor of that idea.
It sounds like you want the forge back, but instead of, you know, like random rolls, you want to have a little more control over the perks you're picking?
When you say it that way, yes, I can see that would absolutely make sense, and I can't deny that. I just think that I have to look at the full list, and maybe by the next episode, I can actually break down which ones I think would be more beneficial for it. But I do think that maybe some of these lesser known, or not lesser known, but lesser used perks could be just converted into a slightly different mod to, again, add another gameplay element, like the lead from gold. It's awesome in concept, but I feel like that would be a much better mod than a perk, personally.
I think it'd be way better if it went the other fucking way.
Oh, the ammo, you mean?
Yeah.
That's fair enough, too.
Yeah. You know, not quite a perk thing, Steven, but, like, what about something like... we've talked about the Mida multi-tool a bit and how it's like, you know, the multi-tool element doesn't really mean much. So people have said, oh, they should make it have, like, you know, you could swap between the different, you know, champion types. But what if you could swap its fire rate? You know, would that be an interesting thing for you? So it's like, you know, you have a really good solid scout rifle and it's like maybe you just prefer one, you know, wrap like one RPM to another.
I mean,
you
kind of described Vex Mythoclast in a sense.
In a way, yeah, but it's more just like, you know, you swap it in the menu. It's like, you know, I want a 150 RPM scout. I want a 220 RPM rapid fire scout now. And it's like you just literally can change its frame because I think that would be kind of cool.
You mean like with the perks, Dead Man's Tail?
A little bit, yeah.
My Yahoo rifle?
Mm-hmm, 120 to 150 RPM.
I mean, if we're talking about Mida multi-tool specifically, that would at least get me to want to try it. Because if the slower firing rate means it's got a little bit more of a push to it and it's a bit more of a gravedigger, great, and the faster firing rate is like better for taking down shields, you know, again, it gives me options on how I want to play it. Just like with my infamous white mage build that I've been doing, I loved coming up with that concept, even though I don't think I necessarily came up with it, but I loved thinking of that and just applying it because now I have this very unique way of how I want to play a support character. And in your example, yeah, I would absolutely try Mida multi-tool a little bit. That was also my second favorite exotic in Destiny 1 before it got sent to hell.
I just brought up, you know, Mida multi-tool because I feel like it's an exotic with, like, you know,
that
people talk about a lot. Yeah, no one uses it, and it's got, like, a lot of potential because it's a solid scout rifle, you know, just as is. But it's like the perks aren't particularly amazing in this day and age. And, you know, like, I would like to see it, you know, like, maybe you can switch between three different RPMs, and each RPM gives you a different type of champion mod. So it's like, you know, you could bring it in. That would make that thing so fucking good in, like, against champions in endgame content. Just being able to customize it and just always have a consistent anti-champion weapon? Hell yeah.
I mean, I would go a step further and just say there needs to be a better system in place for the different champions in the game as is, because there's been a lot of times going into a map, oh crap, I don't have the right mod installed, so now I have to do this whole finagling back and forth in order to properly defeat some of these enemies. I would just much prefer where I have kind of a blanket mod that covers, hey, whatever's in your primary is goes through champions. Whatever is in your heavy slot is better for these types. Just to, again, a blanket type of statement mod in that case.
I think, yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people are asking for something like that, where it's like, just, you know, ease up the build loadout restrictions on champions. To me, you know, going back to your perk thing, I think it would be an interesting thing. You know, maybe not necessarily a perk, but like, you know how like there's like a magazine type of, you know, armor piercing rounds. You know, what if every weapon that had armor piercing rounds on it could naturally work against barrier champions?
I feel like you get rid of the need for barrier mods to begin with, but
I mean, barrier mods to apply it to like any gun that maybe not, that didn't roll with that perfect thing, you know? Yeah. Okay. Like, to me, it's like they're adding in a lot of perks to the game, and some of them are cool. Other ones are very meh. And it just, at some point, it's just going to start to feel very cluttered in just number of perks, but like low amount of impactful ones. So it's like, I'd like to see some more unique, interesting perks come up. Not necessarily maybe as mods, like you were saying, but, you know, maybe turn some of the less interesting perks into mods, like you were saying. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, we can customize that way. But then also just like stuff that makes our weapons just feel objectively different and powerful in different ways. But maybe we're getting into a very hopeful territory here.
You mean positivity on this podcast about this game that we all hate, even though we've all put in over 1,000 hours into it? What are you talking about?
Gotta have a balance, man.
You can't prove it.
Yeah, oh.
Oh,
give me
buddy.
10 minutes, buddy. Give me 10 minutes.
That's way too long.
How many hours?
We'll be done by then.
I've almost put in 1,000 hours on PC alone.
I think I'm creeping up to 200-300 on PC right now.
Uh-oh.
Nope.
Yeah. So I think.
Too many.
Do you have something to say?
No, there's too many. Too many hours.
That's what I thought. So
that's what I was saying.
We, I guess to kind of close out the show is that Bungie did reveal next month we would have more information about the Witch Queen, which is already shaping up to be the biggest season in Destiny thus far. I might say this is coming along the lines of Forsaken in just how much buildup there is to it and how much excitement it has. I know Bobby is always excited for the next season when the current season is only like 3 weeks in because he's already at level 500. So, you know, that's his own doing. Guy needs to get a life or something. But mm-hmm. We know that Witch Queen is coming. It looks like we're going to get a lot of information on it next month. So first and foremost, you know, be careful about what you read on subreddits, because I'm sure there's going to be leaks and all that other stuff coming out at some point, which bothers me.
They've been coming out constantly.
Have they?
I will not address what's in the leaks, but I'm going to give the viewers a warning. The current big leak that people suspect is accurate is called the Notepad leak. Mm. And if you see an image of what looks like a literal Microsoft Notepad file, white background, a bunch of text, and you're worried about leaks, just turn the other way. Do not look any further. There's been a few Notepad leaks now, but there's one in particular that people think is accurate, and there's a bunch of other ones that have built off the first one that, you know, people haven't quite proven or disproven yet. But yeah, so it's like if you're worried about leaks and you see anything Notepad related, just run the other way.
Yeah, and a lot of things that have been in that Notepad leak either have come true as it was written or have evolved into some other form of what we're seeing right now, or we haven't seen anything at all, like you were saying. So again, good tip out.
Mm-hmm.
But Witch Queen reveal next month. The plan for this podcast is we will potentially do one, maybe two more episodes, just depending on how rowdy we are feeling. But we will mm-hmm. then take a break and return at the time that the Witch Queen gets announced and we have more confirmed information from Bungie. When we get the developer diaries or, you know, the showcasing, whatever the case might be, we will be back around that time to divulge in it. But we still have another episode or two in us, so you can definitely stay tuned to that. Do either of you have any final thoughts you needed to get off your puny little chest for this week?
Me? No, I don't think so. Maybe I have to counteract some of what George is about to say. We can't go a single sentence without fighting on this show.
I mean, the opinions must clash at some point. Mm-hmm. And in our case, it happens a lot.
It's a good thing, though, because then that's the only time when discussion actually happens, rather than...
Yeah, you really find out who's right. Me.
Find out who's right if we get that trials focused
on. I'm just right. I'm just right all the time. That's
mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, not much. I did want to talk about artificial difficulty, but
save it for next one.
We'll save it for next time because, you know, I gotta keep you coming back for something. Mm-hmm. Clearly, it's not my voice.
Got to hear about how you super hard disagree with Datto on this one.
My Lord and Savior, I
no longer. I don't think you can, someone can be your God and you can disagree with
him. I don't know.
Isn't that how that works?
I'm pretty sure that's how where we live works. No?
Thank you for tuning into another episode of Your Average Destiny Salt. Feels good to be back on here again. George, Michael, not the same person, but thank you guys for holding down the fort the last couple of weeks. I missed this. It was fun, and hopefully by the next time I'll actually be caught up on the story and game, and I can actually, you know, have a thoughtful conversation on what the hell's happening in this game that I have a hate-love relationship with. Again,
we didn't even talk about Solstice.
Yeah, well, it's going on. Cool. I
fuck
don't know.
Solstice.
Anyways, but be sure to email us averagedestinysalt@gmail.com if you have questions, comments, concerns, anything you want us to talk about. Be sure to let us know. Also, be sure to tell two friends, tell two more friends to check out this podcast, so that way we can have a fun and lengthy community with us. Again, for Michael, for George, I'm Steven. Thanks for listening. Till next time.
Bye. Bye.